I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 14, 2026. The Harry Dean Stanton Fest in Lexington paid tribute to the late film legend and Kentucky native this past weekend. For the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom, Derek Operly reports Stanton would have turned 100 today.
Stanton, who grew up about an hour outside of Lexington, acted in films like Paris, Texas, Cool Hand Luke, Alien, and many, many more. For 14 years, Harry Dean Stanton Fest has paid tribute to his storied career. Lucy Jones, the festival's founder, says she wanted to make sure Kentuckians would always know the character actor.
They're the folks who are not heralded. They're not the household name. So we felt that at least in Lexington, Kentucky, we wanted to make sure that Harry Dean Stanton was a household name.
This year's festival featured film screenings and musical performances, as well as the debut table read of a screenplay by Kentucky director Allison Anders intended to star Stanton. For the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom, I'm Derek Operly in Lexington, Kentucky.
Madison County Emergency Management is asking residents with debris from last month's flash flooding to place it on the curb for collection. The county is working with a contractor to collect the debris this week. Anyone with flood damage is eligible for debris pickup. The department is asking those disposing of debris not to block roadways, sidewalks, drainage ditches, fire hydrants, utility poles, or mailboxes. It also says not to place debris beneath power or utility lines. That can limit access for collection equipment and cause injury or damage. Debris should be separated by type, including large appliances, construction materials like carpet or drywall, vegetative debris, hazardous waste like oil, batteries, and cleaning supplies, and electronics. Residents can also drop off any debris at a collection site behind Madison Central High School. That site is open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Governor Andy Beshear's senior advisor is leaving the administration for a possible run to replace him. As Lisa Autry reports, Rodkey Atkins says he's considering a bid for governor next year.
During a podcast in June, Atkins said he was giving the race very serious consideration. He narrowly lost the 2019 Democratic primary to Beshear. Atkins previously represented Rowan, Elliott, and Lewis counties in the Kentucky House from 1987 to 2019, and part of that time he served as majority leader. A statement from Governor Beshear said Atkins' last day in his administration was Friday and called him an invaluable member to Team Kentucky. A spokesperson for Atkins said he would have more to share on his future plans in the coming days. Atkins would become the second member of the Beshear administration to run for governor. Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman announced her campaign in April. Beshear is term limited and the race to succeed him is wide open. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
State tax revenues modestly increased over the last fiscal year, allowing the state to bring in $320 million more than projected. Last year, Governor Beshear said the state would actually be facing a $156 million deficit based on the projections of a nonpartisan forecasting group. But the state economy has remained stronger than expected, leading to the surplus. State tax revenues grew by about 1.7% this year, which the left-leaning Kentucky Center for Economic Policy notes falls short of inflation. They attributed the slow growth to income tax cuts. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us online at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.